Welcome to Lesson 8 of How to Understand the Qur'an series. We're coming closer to the end of this series of learning 65% of the Qur'anic vocabulary, with 4 more lessons to go. So make sure to look back at the previous lessons to keep the words fresh in your mind. And today's list is about words related to the last day, or the Day of Judgment. So let's get started. And the first word is Yawm, and the plural is Ayyam, and it means day and days. Next is Yawma Idh, and it means that day or then. Next is Qiyamah, and Qiyamah means resurrection. Next is the word Sa'ah, and Sa'ah means an hour or the day of resurrection. Next is Ajal, and Ajal means term. Next is the word Musamma, and Musamma means fixed. Next is Hisab, and Hisab means reckoning. Next is Al-Akhirah, and it means the hereafter. Next is the word Abada, and it means forever or ever. Next is Aqibah, and it means end. Next is Jahannam or Nar, and they both mean hellfire or hell. Next is Wail, and Wail means woe unto. The next word is Iqab, and it means retribution or punishment. Next is عذاب, and عذاب means torment or punishment. Next is the word أليم, and أليم means painful. Next is جزاء, and it means reward. And a similar meaning is ثواب, which also means reward. Finally is the word Jannah or Jannat, and they both mean heaven or garden. So let's have a deeper look at these words by checking out some examples from the Holy Quran. And we start with the first word, and that is Yawm, and the plural is Ayyam, which mean day and days. And we see them used in this example.
فَاللَّهُ يَحْكُمُ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فِي مَا كَانُوا فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ وَقَالُوا لَن تَمَسَّنَا النَّارُ إِلَّا أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَةً.
Next is the word يَوْمَ إِذْ, and it means that day or then. And we see it used in this example.
هُمْ لِلْكُفْرِ يَوْمَئِذٍ أَقْرَبُ مِنْهُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ.
Next is قِيَامَة, and it means resurrection. And it is usually used in combination with the word يَوْم, so we'll most probably see it used as يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, which is the day of resurrection or the day of judgment. Like in this example.
لِيَجْمَعَنَّكُمْ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ.
Next is the word سَاعَة, and it means an hour or the day of resurrection. But when it is used like that, using al, so it would be as-sa'a, it would always mean the hour, or in other words, the day of resurrection. Like in this example.
حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَتْهُمُ السَّاعَةُ بَغْتَةً قَالُوا يَا حَسْرَتَنَا.
Next is the word أَجَل, and أَجَل means term, like in this example.
فَلَمَّا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُمُ الرِّجِزَ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ هُمْ بَالِغُوهُ إِذَا هُمْ يَنْكُثُونَ.
And the following word is مُسَمَّى, which means fixed, like in this example.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا تَدَايَنْتُمْ بِدَيْنٍ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمًّى فَاكْتُبُوهُ.
Next is the word حِساب, which means reckoning, like in this example.
وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ.
Next is the word الْآخِرَةِ, which means the hereafter. And we see it used in this example.
وَلَقَدِ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ.
Next is the word أَبَدَى, which means forever or ever, like in this example.
لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي تَحْتَهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا.
Next is the word عَاقِبَةً, which means end, like in this example.
فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ.
Next is جهنم or نار. And both of these words mean hellfire or hell, like in these examples.
متاع قليل ثم مأواهم جهنم وبئس المهاد. ومن يعص الله ورسوله ويتعد حدوده يدخله نارا خالدا فيها.
Next is wail, which means woe unto. And we see it used in this example.
فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِن مَشْهَدِ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ.
Next is the word عِقَاب, which means retribution or punishment, like in this example.
إِن كُلٌّ إِلَّا كَذَّبَ الرُّسُلَ فَحَقَّ عِقَابٌ.
Next is عذاب, which means torment or punishment, like in this example.
لَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا خِزْيٌ وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ.
Next is the word alim, which means painful, like in this example.
فمن اعتدى بعد ذلك فله عذاب أليم.
Next is the word جزاء, and we notice that this word has med on top of the alif, So make sure you extend it for 5 harakat. And if you want to learn more about mad and how you should do it, make sure to check out this lesson in which I explain everything you need to know about mad. And we see the word used in this example.
وَأَمَّا مَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلَهُ جَزَاءً الْحُسْنَى.
Next is ثواب, which means reward. And we see it used in this example.
وَمَنْ يُرِدْ ثَوَابَ الْآخِرَةِ نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا.
And finally are the words جَنَّة and جَنَّات. And both of these words mean the same thing, and that is heaven. The word جَنَّة could also be used with the meaning of a garden. But the most frequent use of it in the Holy Quran is with the meaning of heaven, like in these examples.
فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ. وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ.
And finally, and as per usual, don't forget to check out the description for the PDF file of this lesson and also the printable version if you want to print it out. I'll also provide the memorized list if you want to learn the words more effectively. Thanks for watching. I hope you've learned something new today. If you did, please like and share the video for other people to learn from it. And don't forget to subscribe to my channel if you want to see more videos like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in lesson 9.